Okay. Do you have any other words for
chest
that?
Chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers and a dresser.
Are those different then?
We have two of them. Two dressers, two chest of drawers.
Okay.
And then we have one dresser.
How do those differ in the way they look or what they do?
Dresser isn't very large, but the chest of drawers is a little bit larger.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you have something called a bureau? Would you know what that is?
Yeah, that's kind of like a dresser.
Okay.
A bureau, yes.
Okay. What would you call something that you go out to get water in? Has a handle?
Bucket.
Okay. What's it made out of? Do you know?
Usually plastic. Okay. I have two or three metal buckets.
Okay. What kind of metal do you know?
Aluminum.
Okay.
Aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Some cans are made out of aluminum. Others are made out of another type of metal. Can you think of what I'm...
Steel.
Okay, any
others? Out of steel. We have two or three steel buckets. They're not...
Okay.
They're just something that you use to pick up something in, maybe dirt or something.
Do you ever use the word pail?
Pail, yeah.
Would that be something different or just... Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of those plastic pails now that some kind of caulking comes in.
Okay.
And they, when they throw them away or something, why, if you clean them out there, they make a nice 5-gallon container.
Okay.
And
What about cans in your kitchen cupboard? What are those made out of? Do you know? Is that like something you get beans or something in? Are those aluminum or are they something else?
I think so, mostly. They're a lot of them anymore are lined with a plastic inside the can.
Some noticed. Sort of coating?
It's a coating, uh-huh. Okay.
What is something you would use to wash dishes with?
Well, I use Dawn. Dawn is my...
What about the cloth? What would you call that piece of cloth?
Well, I use dish rags.
Okay.
Dish rags. Mm-hmm.
And you would dry them maybe with a...
Most of the time, our water's hot enough, I scald them and put them in a drain.
Okay. If you did have to dry something, what would you use?
Dish towel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The thing that the water comes out of into your sink, what would you call that?
Faucet.
Faucet.
It's a faucet.
Any other things you might call it that you can think of?
What else do you call it? Joel, what else do you call a faucet?
Faucet's a faucet.
A faucet,
do you ever call it a tap, maybe?
Faucet.
Water tap,
maybe
Water tap.
You ever call it a spigot?
Spigot?
Spigot, yeah.
Maybe? Mm-hmm. Okay. Or spigot. Spigot or spigot?
Spigot. I have a dishwasher up at the ranch. I don't have one here.
Okay. Well...
It's very nice to have.
Sounds like you'd rather eat up there then, huh?
Yeah. Well, we have our kitchen has a big dining room table in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's special. It's made out of Joel's sod rocks that gemstones that he cut. Mm-hmm. And then we laid it in a layer of
plastic.
Okay.
And that's our dining room table.
Do you have something that you would set on the stove to boil water with for tea or something?
Tea kettle.
Okay.
Whistling tea kettle.
You might call it a whistling.
Uh-huh.
What about something you would use to fry bacon in or something like that?
We have a fry pan.
Okay.
It's electric.
Would you ever call it a skillet, maybe?
Or a skillet. We have an iron skillet.
Okay.
That would be a little different. What we cook our fish in, mostly.
I see. Do you have any lamps that burn on something rather than electricity that you can think of?
We have that one back there. It's just a back of that light.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a lamp.
Okay.
It's a kerosene lamp.
I see.
In case the lights go off.
That's good to have.
We have oil in it.
You mentioned that you could burn wood in the fireplace. What else can you burn?
Coal. We can burn coal.
Is that convenient or is that...